And you see, whatever does not make sense to our mind and actually confuses it does not mean it's a wrong thing. It really does not mean. It just means that it's beyond the mind in this occasion. I mean, when I married Richard at 18, he said to me, he was in the military, and he said, do you know that two airplanes can give each other gas in the air? I thought, for me, this was like, he said, do you know God is sitting in front of you? Was that impossible? I freaked out. I said, you are joking. There is no way, no way. How? The gas going to pour down. There's no way. How do they go together? Just don't even tell me that. And then he brought a picture, and it was. My mom couldn't accept it, you know? And it was true, and so was this, whether we want to accept it. Whether we accept it or not, it doesn't matter. Right, Richard?
That's right.
So, going back, just to be open and just question and not become thank you ma'am type of a person on the spiritual path. You know, like obedience to the appearance world. That alone is a blessing, to go against it. What do you think, Hans?
Well, I was just wondering what else he told you that made you really astonished.
Yeah. What else have you told me?
As far as dreams go, I remember reading in the Bible that there were times when people had dreams that had meanings.
Mm-hmm.
I remember this fellow Joseph, and these things then actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I vaguely remember, I think there are other reports of similar kind of things where people have interpreted dreams.
Yes. Yeah, the both dreams are linked together because it comes from the same mind. So it's not surprising that one can be a prophecy for other.
So
because they're...
Do you know the story of Joseph, reading dreams?
Yes, because we have it in our scripture too, in Quran, about Joseph. We call it Yusuf.
Uh-huh. There's people here today that read dreams the same way. You gotta find them though.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah, they tell you what your dreams mean. They still have meaning. I haven't had a good dream, good meaning in a while, but it's because I haven't been reading them, you know, for good meaning.
Mm-hmm.
I've been too busy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, also, you know,
I almost believe you.
Yeah. Any other sharing?
When you were explaining about this going through the wall and go for spend for 5 days and then time lapse was only 2 hours and he spent 5 days over there. I remember when I read about part of the relativity, the law of relativity.
Uh-huh.
Einstein explained that if somebody would take a rocket and go to the speed,
light.
I mean, really, and come back, and okay, for the last time for them would be 10 years, and when they come back, it would be 150, something like that, it really wouldn't exist anymore. But they still alive, they still get back.
Yeah.
And I was trying to connect, you know, click one thing with the other one. One thing is more like mind, the other one is more physical.
Mm-hmm.
And And I'm missing the... But it is true. I mean, the theory and also the how they can get through that.
That's right.
Russell Lamp explained that he could go to places, right? I don't know if you know, the theorize, and that he would go and visit the relatives of recent friends, stay there, and get back.
Yeah, that's astral.
It was like a tunnel. Was it the tunnel?
Yeah, a lot of people have this capacity to do. They do astral trips or astral
travel.
And in some meditation, they do it. I never had desire because it's very unknown. And you better know your address back in some cases. Now,
can you imagine? Is this new husband? Is your new family? Oh.
Well, the thing, I think all these talks going not to confuse us, but to bring one thing to mind that I always come back to it, that there is only one reality. And the rest is imagined. So it makes, I don't know if it makes it comfort for you. It really gives me a lot of comfort to know that it eliminates all of that junk and crowded addict of our mind by saying there is only one, you know? And that is who I am. And it just, and since there is no beginning and no end, there is absolutely no reason to preserve it, because it is already the only thing that exists. And so that's, to me, is extremely good news, to know that we can just be and experience the truth, just be. And silence is the way to go. How many of us feel silence daily? Very good. You might want to share.
I'm still with what we were talking about there, and am somewhat amused at how we reverse reality.
Mm-hmm.
When in reality, he spent 5 days there.
Yes.
And it was only 2 hours here in this dream world.
Yes, yes.
But the reality is there, not here.
Yeah, that's right.
But we always reverse that in our minds so that we can feel comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is really important for me in the whole equation of this story is not so much the time, it is the mastery over this imagined life. And this is who we are too. We are not the slave, we're the master. And so, can you believe our potential?
It's overwhelming.
Unbelievable to know that we are not even functioning 0.001%. And why not? Because to the extent that we are beginning to wake up, to that extent we become the player, the manipulator, because we become the master of the five elements rather than the slave of it. Then we realize that our body, we thought, is made out of five elements, but is I that manipulated this body? That's amazing. Now, we don't have to accept what is said here. We can surely throw it in the garbage if it's too much, but eventually will come to us to chew it under a good shady tree, because it's the truth, you know? And it's just expansion. Look at just tonight, how much we have expanded our black and white into a gray area. You know, it's just not. And I remember that one of the time that I was experiencing the communion, what we think that is true, like Lois was saying, is not necessarily the truth, and what we think is false is not necessarily false. In other words, for awakened one, there is no truth and there is no false. It just is. There is no this side or that side. So when Baba goes around, I have sat there. I mean, he created a ring for him that is hanging from his neck right now. You can see it for the past 25 years, it's been hanging from his neck. Or he gave me the vibhuti. His hand was like this, and he goes like this, and you see the vibhuti being created. Now, to you and I, the first thing you say, you either deny or say he's a magician, which we have closed the door and shut it and we leave. Or we say, wait a minute. How is he doing? I need to know this mystery. It might solve my problem. And what is really happening is just being the knower. The knower of Brahman is Brahman, they say in Sanskrit, in Hindu religion. Brahman is God. The knower of God is God. What does that mean? It means once you know oneself, you know God. Why? Because there is only one. You can't say, I know myself, but I don't know what God is. And you can't say, I know God, when you don't know yourself. That doesn't work either. So a lot of people say, Jesus Christ is God, Muhammad is God, Baba is God. Oh, really? What do you know God is? One has to know it with oneself first. One has to know, experience the truth. Like when Tony came here, he had no religion, and thank God. Because you started by beginning to see your own truth. In that, you have no argument with anybody. Listen, you know, what am I going to fight for? I'm in nobody's side, nor am I against them. It's just a very neutral middle path that Buddha talked about. It's a real, real middle path. It's not a path that is either this way or does not exist, or that way or does not exist. It just is. And any religion, whether it is Christianity, Islam, Jewish, whatever, Sartoshtian, whatever religion it is, once we enter it, not from the front door of a temple or a church or a mosque, but we enter it from the back door. We go through the mystical. And what do I mean? Just think that this knowledge is a temple. When people come from the front door, they're just there, like in a crowd. But very few go through the mystical path of Christianity or Islam. In Islam, when you're mystical, they call you Sufi. Why? Because you just swallowed and realized the essence of religion, which is that simple, you know, and there is no need for killing. And so when people shout on Sunday on TV, or when President Bush or anybody else that comes in his place shout about trying to bring peace or God, or all we have to do is laugh. Really, where are you bringing it from? Is it hidden someplace? We need to go and drag him in. It's just your conscience is shot. Open it. It's there already. So we are very fortunate. All of us and all of those people that are in silence, they have their own realization. Because we are no longer living an ordinary life of, you know, purposeful life. The person on a genuine path of self-realization has no purpose with this world anymore. It plays it, it enjoys it, it helps, becomes a beacon of light, but it just doesn't have that taste that it used to have. Because the taste is coming from here. There they're tasting their own nectar, their own sweetness, so they don't need outside. So that's all very, very good.
I'm reading a book now that I just read about there being many gods,
mm-hmm.
and that they're all one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this book describes how I believe,
mm-hmm.
and how I believe it is with God.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else knew that before me.
That's the name of the book.
Letters from the Light.
I'm reading Conversations with God.
Me too.
Are you?
Yes, and it's a very good point that is worth, you know, a little bit looking at it, and that is there is only one. Therefore, every form is God. But to say, that's why we always talk about it here for years and years, if we individualize God as so and so, we are wrong. Why? Because God is not just an individuality. So if I sit here and say, Lois is God, not knowing that because God is omnipresent or the truth is omnipresent, what can she be but that? I am perceiving it wrongly. Do you follow how it is? But when I realize that everything in this world is God, then when I go to India and I see Ganesh's statue, I see Krishna's statue, I see Mother Kali's statue, many, many statues. They got temples that you see so many statues, you go, ooh. Then you realize that you can't even criticize that, because whatever turns you on to the truth, be it, you know. So, yes, you are right. It's many gods, and yet there is only one.
At least everything that's being discussed here is consistent with what's in Create Conversations with God.